Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Who am I? That was a question that Moses posed to God after finding out that God had chosen him to be the deliverer of Israel. For some 400 years, the children of Israel had languished in Egypt under the harsh hands of their cruel taskmasters. The scriptures state this about the Israelites: they groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac, and Jacob. And so he set the day of the Israelites' deliverance from Egypt. And he called upon Moses to be that one who would lead the Israelites out of their bondage. But Moses said to God what I think most any of us would have said to God had we been in Moses' position: who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? It's not like God was simply asking Moses to just go run an errand or just to do a little favor for him. Send Pharaoh a little message. Moses was being sent to free a nation from the hands of a powerful oppressor, and then to lead that nation across the desert and into another land, a foreign land, a land that had already been occupied by many other people groups. People groups who weren't going to be any too pleased to have this sudden mass migration of immigrants into their land flowing with milk and honey. And so it makes complete sense that Moses might have been a bit overwhelmed and a little taken aback by God's plan. Let's face it, Moses was being asked to do something that would take a tremendous amount of courage and diplomatic experience and military experience and leadership experience and logistical experience and organizational experience, not to mention knowledge of geography and psychology and catering and meteorology and astronomy, plus a whole lot of faith. And we don't know if Moses was trained in or possessed any of those skills or qualities or traits. And so we must understand that Moses was not just being modest at the time. Who am I? Or simply trying to present a false humility. He truly wanted to know what qualified him for this overwhelming, Herculean, never-before-attempted task of freeing and moving a nation. It's a good question, but ultimately an irrelevant question. Because God never chooses any of us for anything on the basis of who we are or what abilities we possess. He doesn't pick us to serve in his kingdom like kids pick teams for a game of kickball based on who's popular or who's talented. Like the NFL teams draft players based on their combine performance or the way corporations hire employees based upon their resumes. In fact, quite often, God picks us and chooses us and sends us on the basis of what we can't do, rather than on the basis of what we can do. Listen to Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 1. But God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. So you see, Moses' question was moot. Didn't matter who he was. It only matters who God is. And so God answered Moses' question by telling him all that he needed to know in order to lead God's people out of slavery from Egypt and into the freedom of the promised land. He simply said to him, I will be with you. And that's all Moses really needed to know. That's all any of us really ever need to know. For if God is with us, who can be against us? Who can stand against God? Who can overcome us, or defeat us, or demoralize us? When God is with us, no one and no thing can ever defeat us. For one with God, or maybe we should say it the other way around, God with one is always a majority. That's why the shepherd boy David wasn't afraid to go against the mighty warrior giant Goliath. Why he wrote in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's why Joshua could take over from Moses and leading the people of Israel. Why he could be strong and courageous, because he knew that God was going to be with him wherever he went. That's why Isaac wasn't afraid to go and to settle in Beersheba, a land that was surrounded by enemies, because God had promised to be with him. That same thing is true for Gideon and Joseph and Samson and Deborah and Daniel and on and on and on throughout the scriptures. It doesn't matter which character in the Bible we talk about. In each case, the thing that allowed them to do the amazing things that they did was the presence of God in their lives. And that same thing is true for us also. I find it interesting. More than interesting, I find it empowering that the very last words of the Gospel of Matthew are the recorded words of Jesus to his disciples in some days before his ascension, which are words to us then also. And he said, behold, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. And so what should we be afraid of? Cancer? Loneliness? Loss? What? The God who created us, who sent his son Jesus into this world to suffer and to die on a cross, to be the payment for our sin, so that he might then forgive us of our sin and redeem us from the bondage of our sin, who then rose from the dead, so that we might too one day rise from the dead. The one who is, even as we speak at this very moment, preparing a place for us in his Father's heavenly kingdom. That one is with us. And thus, who or what can possibly stand against us? There are many situations we face in our lives that are simply more than we are equipped to handle. And our ability to get through them and to rise above them has nothing to do with who we are, how smart we are, or brave we are, or confident we are, or trained we are, well-trained we are, or strong we are. Our ability to get through life's challenges, no matter what those challenges are, depends upon God being with us. And the way that we can know that God is with us always, regardless of the severity of the situation that we find ourselves in, is by remembering the cross. If God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also always graciously be with us? I pray that we might all learn and live what Moses learned and lived. That indeed in any and all situations, God is with us. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.